Petersburg's South Harbor has a problem with inaccessibility because of shallow water, especially at low tide and for the larger boats that tie up there. Officials think the problem might be getting worse because of sedimentation from several nearby creeks, along with rebound of the Earth's crust following the most recent glaciation. The Army Corps wants to study the problem and determine if there's a federal interest in maintaining access into that harbor for the long term. Petersburg Harbor Master Glorianne Wallen explained that signing the agreement with the Corps was necessary.
Once they take it on and realize that there is actually a federal responsibility here, then they kind of embrace the whole thing. They embrace the whole harbor. So in 20, 30 years down the line when we have to do the southern end, that was dredged 15 years ago, they're going to pick up their share of it.
The Corps will pay for the first $100,000 of the study, and then the remaining amount would be split between the Corps and the borough, up to $325,000 for each. The Assembly in August approved spending that much out of harbor reserves for that investigation. Wolin pointed out that the research could lead to identification of another harbor.
They also realized that Petersburg is beginning to max our capacity, and they feel that what could come out of this study is also probably rationale for another harbor basin somewhere along the waterfront that they would go and identify, put in on behalf of us, similar to our situation in the North Harbor, and then they're on the hook for forever to take care of it. So, I think it's a wonderful opportunity that wasn't there very many years ago. We've worked a long time to get to this point with our delegation in D.C., the entire state.
The Corps paid $3.5 million to dredge Petersburg's North Harbor back in 2013 and clearing the way for a new float system there. It's estimated that the sand and mud that needs to be removed in South Harbor could be double the amount of North Harbor. An early cost estimate, it is around $5 million, although the study would provide more cost information, and dredging could happen by 2019. Assembly members questioned whether Petersburg could be on the hook for more than the $325,000 for the feasibility study. Wolin responded that either side could back away from the agreement at any point. The vote was 5-0 to authorize the borough manager to sign the agreement with the Corps, and Cindy Lagadakis and Eric Castro were not at the meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.